This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, it only took the Environmental Protection Agency 500 or 600 days past their deadline to rule on an application of bipartisan Midwest governors led by Iowa's Kim Reynolds to let them use a provision under the Clean Air Act to allow these states to determine whether or not they have E15 year-round availability. It was just the latest in the ongoing saga to get the fuel available at the pumps without needing a presidential waiver. However, it came with a caveat. Caveat people weren't liking, and that was that it was being put off until 2025. Well, the Iowa delegation is not pleased, and they let their voices be heard earlier this morning. We'll hear more about that next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Well, last week, the EPA finally got the job done and gave the green light for Midwestern states to do what they had asked and allow E15 year-round without a need from the EPA and the federal government for approval. That was a little-known loophole in the Clean Air Act. However, the celebration was tempered because, in the true form of the Biden EPA, they're delaying the implementation. Instead of doing it this year, which would be completely feasible, they're delaying it until next year. This has again left biofuel supporters questioning why they're implementing another delay on a decision that was already 2 years late in being made. This has again drawn the ire of those the EPA was trying to placate with the announcement. The Iowa delegation has been fighting for years on E15 year-round, and they were not happy with this announcement. Because of this, this morning, 3rd District Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn led the Iowa delegation in penning a letter to the EPA and the administration to make the appropriate changes and begin implementing their EPA E15 decision as early as March of this year. Congressman Nunn told me this morning that American farmers and consumers have waited long enough for these changes, and that the availability of cheaper options like E15 gives consumers an option at the pump, and that these options are essential when they are facing higher costs for everything from fuel to food. Nunn iterated that the Biden administration's economic policies have the American people in this predicament and that this delay just is going to pile on those issues. Nunn said that this decision just shows that the administration is putting farmers last on their list of priorities. In the text of the letter, Nunn opened up by thanking the EPA, though, for finalizing the rule as requested, but that they remain concerned about the implementation taking too long. They said that now a year and a half after the statutory deadline, EPA has finally made its rule known and that they are bucking the Biden administration's suggestion of an implementation date at the end of April of this year. They said each day farmers provide access to homegrown fuel that's good for the environment, America, and national security, and that nearly every other row of corn in Iowa is used to create biofuels and reduce gas emissions, or greenhouse gas emissions, rather, by roughly 50%. The biofuels industry supports 57,000 jobs in the state and reduces prices at the pump while contributing $7.2 billion to Iowa's GDP. They said this delay in the permanent year-round E15 sales punishes American families who have already faced economic damage. And they are asking, as a congressional delegation, for EPA to change their mind and implement this decision by the end of March of this year. You can find the full text of the letter up on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.